This is the Neil Bentley Breakfast Show podcast from The 7 with me, Neil Bentley.
And me, Carly Sway.
There you are. What a week it's been as well this week. Got my hair cut finally.
Finally.
We'll talk a little bit more about that on the podcast a little bit later on. And of course, the big news this week, the big news. No matter what disaster's going on around the world, of course, the big news is the fact that Jordan is getting an Alex Reid again divorced. I mean, that seems to be taking over quite a lot of the tabloid space.
Massive. No, nearly every single day.
Not the flooding, not the petrol prices, not the MP's expenses. That's all put to one side.
Indeed.
Because Jordan is back in the news there.
And the revelation that she's apparently going out with Amir Khan.
I know.
Where did that come from?
I have no idea. But anyway, it's been an interesting week. Thank you very much for joining us and getting involved with the show. Here are some of the highlights from the Neil Bentley Breakfast Show at The 7.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.
Now, you may have noticed I have failed for about 3 weeks now to get my hair cut.
Oh, yeah.
It is starting to get a little
bit...
What
did you say to me on Friday?
I said I'm going to get my hair cut.
Yeah.
And I went and it was busy again. It was Ramo in there. And I thought, if I'd sit down and wait, it's my own fault, I suppose, for going to a barber's. But it was always really, really busy. And every time I've been, it's always been really, really busy. And therefore, I know that if I wait, I'm going to spend like 2 hours waiting. And then at the point where I'm next, I'll be like, I've got to go. So here's my dad. What do I do?
Can I point out the obvious?
Yeah.
There's not just one barber's in the whole of Shropshire.
You can
go somewhere else.
I know, but I like my barber's.
Well,
but I'm thinking
you're going to be waiting forever at this
well,
rate.
Well, here's my options. I ever find somewhere that I have to book. That would probably suit me better
yes.
if I could book a time to have my hair cut. Or I just grow it. Just grow it and just keep growing. I mean, there's been a VAT increase as well. So, you know, it should have cost me more to get my hair cut. So if you know a good barber's or a hairdresser's that could cut my mop, let me know.
It is pretty moppy at
the moment. But do let me know or else I am going to look like Cousin It by the time we get to February.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.
Now, you may have noticed I have failed for about 3 weeks now to get my hair cut.
Oh, yeah.
It is starting to get a little
bit... What did you say to me on Friday?
I said
I'm getting my
hair
cut. Yeah.
And I went and it was busy again. It was Ramo in there. And I thought, if I'd sit down and wait, it's my own fault, I suppose, for going to a barber's. But it was always really, really busy. And every time I've been, it's always been really, really busy. And therefore, I know that if I wait, I'm going to spend like 2 hours waiting. And then at the point where I'm next, I'll be like, I've got to go. So here's my dad. What do I do?
Can I point out the obvious?
Yeah.
There's not just one barber's in the whole of Shropshire.
You can
go somewhere else.
I know, but I like my barber's.
Well,
but I'm thinking
you're going to be waiting forever at this rate.
Well, here's my options. I ever find somewhere that I have to book. That would probably suit me better
yes.
if I could book a time to have my hair cut. Or I just grow it. Just grow it and just keep growing. I mean, there's been a VAT increase as well. So, you know, it should have cost me more to get my hair cut. So if you know a good barber's or a hairdresser's that could cut my mop, let me know.
It is pretty moppy at
the moment. But do let me know or else I am going to look like Cousin It by the time we get to February.
Neil Bentley.
Now, as you know, Carly, being a bloke, I don't know much about, well, women's underwear. But underwear, well, I know, underwear firm Ultimo have produced what they claim is the world's most advanced underwear.
Okay.
Costing £41.
What?
The Instant Body Fixer is designed using high-tech materials, which Ultimo claim will enhance and slim the body in appropriate places. This is obviously for ladies, obviously. Not for men.
No,
I don't. But so it will, you know, enhance. And it will slim and give you a flat stomach. Look how I'm demonstrating there. Flat stomach.
Nice.
Of course, I can't help but think for £41, maybe a little bit of exercise would help.
Breakfast Podcast.
I was at home yesterday, as you do yesterday evening, and then I noticed I had a missed call on my phone, and it was from Domino's Pizza. Now, I thought, I haven't ordered a pizza, so therefore, normally they call if there's a problem with the order. So I thought, well, should I answer? But it was a missed call anyway. So I thought, should I ring them back?
Really
and I thought, that's a bit strange. I'm not going to ring them back and say, hi, it's Neil, you just rang me. But then I thought, I do order quite a lot of pizza, so maybe they were missing me or something. I don't really know. Anyway, at 7:49, time for this song. Love this. Israel Kamaku... Kamakawio.
No?
It's Israel. The whole of Israel now singing. I think that's just an easy option. Never mind. Let's just play it. Great song.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's that birthday thing.
Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning.
It is Wednesday already.
I know.
I can't believe it's crazy, and every single day this week you've managed to park your car in a completely different way.
I would really like to apologise to whoever's had to park next to me.
Honestly, sometimes what we do is we just chuck Ruth's car at the car park, and where it lands, it's like a game of curling. How well do you know your celebrities? We'll start today with Rob Zombie. Is he with us, or sadly no longer with us? He's 45 today. Happy birthday to him. Jack London, with us, or sadly no longer with us?
With us.
135. Oh. Heather Mills McCartney. With us, or sadly no longer with us?
She's with us.
She is with us. 43. Mark Moore, the musician.
With us?
Yeah, 46 today. He was in S-Express in the 80s. Now then, the question is, it's Des O'Connor's birthday today. And I'm right in thinking he had a child not so long ago. I'm sure he did. But
is
anyway.
He?
Yeah, but the question is, how old is Des O'Connor?
Ooh, 66.
Whoa, no, 79.
No.
Yes, 79 today. Is that true, Carly, about
yes,
the...
Yeah, I
thought so. I don't know, it came to my head.
What
right, it was today, January the 12th, back in 1966, that the TV series Batman appeared on American TV for the first time ever.
Love Batman. No, I think you've made that up.
Oh, Brucey. It's actually true. Oh. It was today in 66. That was all. You did all right today.
I didn't do too much.
You did better than your parking,
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah.
Breakfast Podcast.
I start with news this morning of Prince Philip.
Okay.
He has been spotted sporting a black eye, prompting fears that that Prince Philip may have been falling over recently, which I don't think is the case. I reckon in true Prince Philip style, he's actually really upset somebody this time.
Yeah, probably.
And they've just punched him in the face.
Yes.
There we go. That's why Buckingham Palace won't say what it is.
Neil Bentley.
Trying to get fit at our house at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah, we bought some new weighing scales.
Oh,
that's right. Like,
okay.
I'm like many households in Shropshire, new weighing scales have been purchased. So we got them this weekend. Obviously, used them once. Worked out the weights. Both Ruth and I, and indeed the dog as well. Marvin is on that.
Marvin.
2 stone. My dog weighs.
What?
I know. Anyway, so we've done that, and now put them in that accessible place so we can use them more regular, in the airing cupboard.
Under the stairs.
Top shelf.
Yeah.
Under the emergency towels.
Yeah.
In the lock cupboard.
Neil Bentley.
Thank you very much, Carly. So, yeah, got some new weighing scales this weekend, and I was on them the other day, and I noticed on said weighing scales, on the instructions, because I like to read the instructions of things to see if there are any stupid statements.
Mm.
And there was. The weighing scales said these scales are not suitable for anybody over 21 stone. But then I couldn't help but think to myself, how would you know if you're over 21 stone? Surely that's the point
you need to weigh
in
yourself.
Getting weighing scales.
Yep.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.
Now, I don't want to make too much of this next story because I will just get in trouble, as I always do, with the radio police. And I don't want to. But I have read something that I must share with you because I think it's quite funny. Of course, people like Pete Baker has a big 3D TV at home. Yeah, taking off 3D TVs, aren't they? Yeah,
yes.
People are starting to buy them, watching films. So it was only a certain amount of time until this story happened that a certain channel, maybe, maybe an additional cost per evening channel. I don't know.
Right, okay.
Would as bringing out a 3D channel. Now,
oh,
I don't want to make any more of that, but it was only, literally weeks until somebody came up with that idea. So I don't, but I'll let you make your own jokes because, of course, it would be wrong of me and I'll just get into trouble.
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Yeah!
You other brothers can't deny. Now when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get...
Right, leave it.
Stop it.
Starting your day.
Neil Bentley.
Good morning to Karen in Shoreburge on the text message this morning. Shropshire on the secret sound. She says, morning Neil, is it your knees? You did say it was an older item. How very rude. I know you're only joking though, Karen, but thank you very much. It's not my knees. Paul in Oxford Street, thank you very much. Your guess, is it a bin lorry? It's not that. It's also not a scene from the film Indecent Proposal. Sorry, I couldn't resist that. Ugh.
Breakfast Podcast.
Of course, fountain of all road knowledge, one of the big conversations at the moment going around is petrol prices. Petrol and diesel at an ultimate all-time high.
It's ridiculous.
It's just ridiculous. That's it. I actually now combine converting my gold for cash at the same time as getting diesel. I actually pay for diesel with household items and gold and jewellery. That's the easiest way. But yeah, petrol prices are set to rise again.
No. Meaning, you're being serious.
I am, honestly. It's meaning that now it will cost an average of £70 to fill the average family saloon car. Okay? That's painful. But then I started thinking, no wonder the bankers didn't want to give up their bonuses. They just want to fill up their Range Rover. That's all they want to do.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.
Finally managed to get my haircut this week. Now, I knew
you
I needed
did.
My haircut because I mentioned this earlier this week. I then had a meeting with the folks up at the civic offices at Telford and Wrekin Council. Mm-hmm. And we went in there and Chris, who I took here from The 7, went to the receptionist. You know, we're here for a meeting. We're from The 7. And then the lady on reception, who I think was called Chris as well, turned to me and she said, "You did say this morning you needed a haircut." That's brilliant. And good morning to you. And thank you very much for listening and getting involved with the show. But then I was thinking, have I just walked in here looking so rough that it's a clear indication she's looked at my hair and gone,
"He needs a haircut." Yep.
That needs cutting.
Starting your day with the Breakfast Crew on The 7.